Next is a progress note on Ralph Mihalik, M-I-H-E-L-I-C-H. Place was the Pines of Lapeer Memory Care. Date was January 17, 2022. Mr. Mihalik was seen regarding dementia, atrial fibrillation, Parkinsonism, and he now has a COVID infection. You have history. Overall, Mr. Mihalik is not doing too badly, period. He's had COVID tested positive for a few days. And he's slightly fatigued and weak, but he's up and about. He denies any dyspnea, period. He has good oxygen saturation, period. He has an occasional cough, with no dyspnea, period. He does not have a runny nose, period. He is eating well, period. He does remain confused, though, period. His gait is slightly unsteady, period. He still is following with his cardiologist, Dr. Nunu, and also follows with his urologist, period. There's a plan for hernia repair, but that seems to be delayed due to the lack of cardiac clearance, period. He has atrial fibrillation. I was wondering whether they'd want to put him on the anticoagulant. But I see that there's a diagnosis of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia on a Holter exam. Period. Cardiology does not give an atrial fibrillation diagnosis in the last note, period. However, they do see an assessment that there's a history of atrial fibrillation, and they do not feel the candidate for oral anticoagulation, period. They are making a referral for electrophysiology, period. His heart rate is controlled, period. He has Parkinsonism, which is about the same or slightly progressed. He is on Cinemet 125.1 TID, period. He's on the Topalof for heart rate control and aspirin 81 milligrams daily for anticoagulation, period. For the dementia, he's on the Donepezil 5 milligrams daily, period. He himself denies new complaints. The paragraph, past history, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, dementia, back pain, hearing impairment, glaucoma, inguinal hernia, anxiety, anemia, depression, urinary incontinence. Family history, father died in 96, mother died in 78, and she had cancer and a stroke. He has a sibling with heart problems and a sibling with cancer. The paragraph, social history, he's a non-smoker, no ethanol abuse. The paragraph, review of systems, no fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath at the present time, period. He's eating adequately, period, there's occasional cough, no dysuria. The paragraph, examination, he's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 138 over 66, pulse 72, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 95%. Paragraph, head and neck was unremarkable. All mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. pupils equal reactor light, lids normal, conjunctiva normal. Neck supple, no mass, no papillothyromegaly, no brewery. Abdomen soft, non tendon organomegaly. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Vascular normal was 2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema, 1+. Pedal pulse was 2+. CNS cranial is mostly normal, sensation intact. Mental status, he's not oriented in time or place, but is the person. Affect normal. Comparing an assessment of plan 1. This is Mihalik, has COVID-19 infection, period. However, he's doing well and is stable, and the treatment is symptomatic, period. He has no hypoxia or other symptoms right now, period. We'll continue to monitor. 2, he has history of atrial fibrillation, this paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. And we'll continue metoprolol, 50 milligrams twice a day, and cardiology recommends only aspirin 81 milligrams daily for anticoagulation, period. 3, has Parkinson's disease, and continue cinnamon, 100 over 25, 1 TID, and he walks with his walker. 3, he has dementia, and I'll continue donepezil 5 milligrams daily. 4, has chronic constipation, and I'll continue Miralax 17 grams daily. 5, he has osteoarthritis of multiple joints and may take Tylenol if needed, period. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.